is on the radio today. So turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is John Franco, and you're listening to The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN New York. Let's go Mets!
How apropos! John Franco, the former Mets, starting the show off. Larry Hardesty, Gordon Damerin for the guys. 1-800-919-3776. Gordon Damer, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Larry, more importantly, how are you?
Oh, baby! I couldn't be any better.
Walk me through it this morning. What time do you get up? How do you find out the news about Carlos Correa?
So, I'm up doing some stuff around the house because It is holiday time. And as you know, there is a list.
Always.
So, there's a list for me. So, I'm checking off my list. And I happen to scroll through, you know, a little Twitter as I do in the mornings. And there it was. I'm like, so, Gordon, you know me. I am a lifelong Met fan, love the Mets, but I have that, there's always something in the back of my mind, right? Is that fair to say about me?
There's scar tissue. Mets?
Exactly. Because I've been burned. I've been hurt. I've been hurt by this team.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I think of is, so why is Correa available now when there was this physical that said that held up the Giants deal? So what's going on? Why is he available? Then that was the first thing that came to my mind. Then after that, well, I trust Steve Cohen. He knows what he's doing. He wouldn't spend his money that way. I'm good. It is so good, Gordon. It is so good. And I've expressed this to you before. It is so good to be able, as a Met fan, to know that you are able to be in on high-priced free agents when before, during the Wilpon era, and listen, I hate to jump on them, but it's only fact. For most of the time, they were strictly a rumor. You knew. Carlos Correa is available. Well, we won't get him. I wonder where he's going to go to. I know he's not coming here. Those days are over. So now I get to enjoy kind of the way you used to live as a Yankee fan with, okay, I've got a great team. They have to win because everybody's gunning for them now. It's a different position for a Met fan to know that everybody's gunning. And for me, it just showed that Steve Cohen is really what he said he was about. That his job was to make sure that this team was going to win. He was going to put them in position to win over the next 3 years. Last year, quite honestly, Gordon, was a disappointment. You win over 100 games. You lose the last week of the season against Atlanta, and you end up getting bounced. Even though San Diego went far in the postseason, you end up getting bounced by them early. And so now you lose DeGrom, which with the contract that they were asking, I understand. I wouldn't have done it either. But they make a lateral move with Verlander for DeGrom. And all I've been talking about is the Mets need a bat. Okay, you brought Brandon Nimmo back. That's nice. The Mets need a bat. Okay, you brought Justin Verlander in. That's nice. But the Mets still need a bat. Carlos Correa is that bat.
Absolutely. This addresses your biggest need going into the offseason, which was the offense, right? I mean, it's great that the pitching is there, and the Mets have had great pitching for, you know, forever, it feels like. And not that the pitching held up its end of the bargain down the stretch, but that was not really your biggest issue. It was being able to score a run here or there, and you definitely needed an extra bat, and this is a way to go about it. Go out and sign $300 million. I kind of agree with you that after you have the initial rush of blood to your brain of, oh my gosh, the Mets just got Carlos Correa, there is a part of you, as, at least for me as an outsider, saying, wait a sec, what exactly happened with the Giants? Was it a thing where the medical issue was enough that it allowed the door to be cracked open and Steve Cohen came busting through it? Was it a situation where the medicals were the type of thing that the Giants were just completely out on at that point? Were they trying to rework a deal somehow? What's the particulars about that? That I find very, very interesting, but at least for today, it's obviously the Met fan being excited and pumped up that their owner has done it again this offseason.
He has, and I think part of it, and we were discussing this in our pre-show scramble, I think part of it, Gordon, is the fact that he's a fan. And having been a Met fan and then having been part of some of the ownership decisions in previous years with the Wilpons, to just say, hey, look, this is what I'm committed. I'm tired of being in this situation where we don't have the best team. And if there's anything I can do financially to make sure that this Met team has the best players. Listen, doesn't guarantee you win. Okay, we've seen it before. Best teams, the best money, best teams that money can buy don't always win. The Mets have had that in their history. Dodgers have spent a ton of money, have not won exactly 8 or 9 world championships. So it doesn't guarantee that you win. But at least, Gordon, it puts you in position to win, and it heightens. And all you have to do now is, now it's about depth. Right, it's because you know you're going to have injuries. You're going to have injuries to your pitching staff. You're going to have injuries in the field. You've got a guy who was tremendous in Marte in right field, who Gordon, I got to tell you, because of his injuries, I think that's part of the other part of the reason why the Mets struggled late in the season too, because he wasn't available for his defense in right field and for his offense. So, yes, it puts you in a great position to win. Now it's about making sure you execute, making sure you stay healthy, and add depth to your team.
Yeah, and what it shows to me, and obviously I'm a Yankee fan, so I'm on the outside of this looking in, a little jealous that the Mets are the ones going out there and stealing my move, right? Like, this used to be the Yankees' move. Yeah. And I feel very much like Frank Costanza as we get closer to Festivus, that it feels like the Mets stole the Yankees' move. Here's what comes with that. Now you got to go win.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about winning the National League East. I heard Buster Olney on with Rick and Dave earlier this morning that, oh, Mets are the best team in the National League East. I would hope so. this is now you have to go win the whole thing. You are now, when you go out and spend $800 million in contracts in an offseason, you're mm-hmm. going to have a total payroll of about $500 million this season. You're outspending the second team by, what, $150 million, if not more. You have to now go out and win a World Series. That is the goal. That is the only goal. And if that goal is not met, this season will be a failure.
The Mets have committed more than $800 million to free agents this offseason, Gordon. And the competitive balance tax payroll now projects to be approximately $384 million, the fourth and final threshold of the luxury tax, commonly referred to now as the Steve Cohen tax, sits at $293 million for the 2023 season, which means Mets could be in for a tax bill in the neighborhood of $100 million next year.
And holy
here's,
crap.
And here's the quote from Steve Cohen to the Post. What the heck's the difference? If you're going to make the move,
right.
Make the move.
Are they trying to get me interested in taxes? Something like, what do I care? What do I care? I mean, any fan, why would you care about what he's going to pay in tax? He clearly has it. It's not like, oh, we have to sell a certain amount of sandwiches and hot dogs and beers to be able to make this work. It's clear he's going to lose money on this deal. I mean, he's spending way more probably than the team will bring in the calendar year, or certainly far less than, you know, than most teams would given the market that he's in. But he wants to win right now, and yeah. This is the path forward. This is his brand. He is on brand for sure. So why would anybody care about that if he doesn't?
I know I don't.
Yeah,
as a Mets fan, I could care less.
Exactly.
I'm good. Yep. Keep bringing them in. Keep adding more people. I want to win. I want a world championship. Gordon, I don't have 20-plus world championships.
Right. They have not won a World Series since 1986.
Exactly. Exactly. Haven't been there since 2015. So for me, I want a championship. So I want my owner. And listen, any fan wants their owner. I don't care what the sport is. If you're allowed to spend money to make your team better, every fan of every team wants their owner to go out and do that and make this the best deal possible. And that's what he did. So I am very happy with my owner right now.
And I have not seen that many calls about it today, you know, from the media about, oh, this is bad for baseball or whatnot. But bad for who exactly? Bad for the owners? I think the owners that don't care to spend even what they should be spending in whatever market they are even trying to win, I think that's far worse for the sport. And also, it's kind of hard to have any sympathy for the owners when Steve Cohen didn't pull this rabbit out of his hat.
Nope.
You knew he was going to do this.
Yeah.
They allowed him into the group. You get what you get. You know, like you tell the kids, you get what you get and you don't get upset. So it's not bad for the owners. It's obviously not bad for the players. I think Steve Cohen in his short time in baseball has done more to boost player salary. If Steve Cohen didn't exist, if Steve Cohen didn't buy the Mets, if the Wilpons still owned the Mets, would there be teams handing out 11-year contracts this offseason?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Absolutely not.
You know, would pitchers be getting whatever Verlander or Scherzer got? I don't think so.
No.
Certainly not bad for the fans. And I would say so. We have tried forever to get something, baseball to be a talking point, right? Mm. It's fallen behind the NFL, clearly. In some ways, it's fallen behind the NBA. You know, the baseball offseason was going on. There was more attention towards the World Cup. So this is something that people talking about baseball. So if it's bad for baseball, I would just simply say bad for who exactly?
Well, if it is, then you know what it says to the smaller market teams? You got to find a way either through trades or something to compete and use the tax money that you're getting. Because you use that tax money not to put in your pocket, but to try to build your teams up. Gordon, we talk about what Miami, and we talk about the Marlins, we talk about Tampa Bay. Oh, how great job they do. Tampa Bay's been able to be relative. They've had sustainable success. They don't spend the type of money that L.A. does, or the Yankees, or now the Mets, or Boston. They still find a way. They even beat the Yankees. So they find a way. There's ways to do it. You have to be more creative. You have to rely more on your scouting and the type of players that you draft. But there's a way for you to still be successful. You don't have to spend all this money.
If you go through baseball payrolls, that teams that have won the World Series, the Astros this year were 11th. The year before, the Braves were 13th. The year before that, the Dodgers were second. But the Dodgers spend billions of dollars and have had one World Series since 1988. So it's not like, as you said, they don't have a string of championships. 2019, the Nationals were 7th. 2017, the Astros were 18th. So, yes, winning helps you get to the postseason, but it does not guarantee anything.
It does not. It does not. Larry Hardesty, Gordon Damer in for the guys. This is the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN. Before we get to the phones, a bunch of you want to talk to us at 1-800-919-3776. Gordon, there was a big event at Yankee Stadium this morning as I watched.
Yeah, boy, talk about weird timing. I mean, there was nothing you could do to change it. It wasn't, choreographed or anything. I'm sure there's conspiracy theory. Oh, no, Steve Cohen knew that was happening. I don't know about that. But, it definitely took a little steam out of, the Aaron Judge return, the Aaron Judge contract, the Aaron Judge being named the next Yankee captain. The takeaways that I got were that the Yankees say that they are not done in terms of making moves this offseason. Let's certainly hope so, because the guy across town is certainly putting your feet to the fire a little bit, right? I mean, he's making you look bad, at least in terms of the offseason. Again, there's plenty of times where the team that spends the most money, it turns out to be a giant mistake. It's kind of a different scale this time than in any other time, but at least right now, it does make the Yankees look like the second-place team.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And Gordon, even on today, it makes them look like the second-place team. Because, unfortunately, for a Yankee fan, this knocks the Yankees right off the back page. With all due respect to Aaron Judge and the year he's had and everything, even though he was announced as captain, and we hear from Hal Steinbrenner, and we hear from Aaron Judge, Brian Cashman, Derek Jeter, a bunch of folks all throughout the show, this was a situation where it was kind of, okay, we kind of know that we know you signed him. We wanted to hear what he had to say about it. And obviously, the captaincy, even though some people were like, well, maybe they could do it at spring training. But on our show last night, ESPN New York Tonight, you mentioned it. Yeah. What's the perfect time to name him captain than right now?
Of course. It was obvious. And look, sometimes it's just, bad circumstance that you're announcing this big thing, but everybody else is talking about something else. I know that I think Brian Cashman answered questions about the Correa signing. I don't know about anybody else. But, just the way it worked out. But, here's the thing. That looks bad right now. If the Yankees go out and have the type of season the Yankees that we expect the Yankees to have, this will be forgotten about very quickly. It's all about winning.
It's all about winning. It is. And
you better win. Now the Yankees have that mantra. Yeah. Now the Mets have that mantra, too. Better win.
Yeah. Both teams have to win. Yep. There's no question about it. And for Aaron Judge, listen, you thought the pressure was on you carrying this team last year. Now, as captain, you have to answer to this contract. And, Gordon, here's the unfair thing. I'm not wishing. I would be a surprise. I don't expect him to go out and hit 63 this year.
No, that would be a little. Although, you never know with Major League Baseball. We need a little juice in the ratings. Let's get those balls. Find those balls that are in the back there from 2019. Bring those back out. We need a little boost.
You're right. There's no question about it. But, now, for example, if this is the Yankee team, all right, that starts opening day. I'm sorry, Gordon. But if this is the Yankee team that starts opening day, the pressure on Aaron Judge to carry this offense is going to be tremendous. You need Stanton to come up and show you something. Yep. Is he going to be able to? Who's in left field? Is it going to be Aaron Hicks? I know you're not a big fan.
Larry, why? I mean, we're just starting the show. Why would you put me in a bad mood? Why would you? I'm trying as a Yankee fan be supportive of the Mets today. I'm not taking any shots of any kind. And then you just bring up, well, Aaron Hicks might be starting.
I'm just saying, that's what Cashman said. Cashman said today, he said, listen, we're looking to improve, but if nothing happens, Aaron Hicks has been rehabbing and he's ready to go.
Don at Puss in Boots showing at 3:45. I didn't get tickets 3 days in advance like Don did, but I'm leaving.
He knew what. Listen, if Don knew what was happening today, he'd have got the tickets for tomorrow.
Yeah.
If he knew that Correa was going to be signed today, he'd be sitting here having a party.
Well, I can tell you, Larry, on Twitter, a lot of the Michael K. Show listeners, very excited for you and I. There's a lot of exclamation marks, yes. a lot of capital letters, a lot of passion about you and I filling in today. So
absolutely.
That's great. That's what we're looking
for. It is.
And we're
going to join and hear from these passionate fans in a couple of minutes. Just wanted to give you an idea of what we're going to talk about a little later. Of course, we'll be joined by Dan Orlovsky. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
He's had some opinions about
Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh boy, was he very adamant and Gordon, short and to the point.
Yeah. No, did not mince words. Economy of words.
And of course, we've got two hot basketball teams in this town. The Knicks have won 8 straight. They just blew away Golden State, and now the Nets have a chance to continue their winning streak. And considering that Klay Thompson played last night, is not going to play tonight, and they lost, they were blown out, this could be a record-setting night. Maybe Jacques Vaughn will play the bench again tonight against Golden State.
Hey, whatever works, right? It worked the other night, so why wouldn't you?
Yep. We got a bunch to do. We want to hear from you. 1-800-919-3776. You know what, girl? Let's take a couple of phone calls to get started here on today on the Michael K. Show. Let's kick off with Pete in Staten Island. Pete, start us off on the K. Show.
What's up, boys? How you guys doing? Definitely an honor to hear you guys at the time of the day.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
Not too much. I kind of want to look at it in a reverse angle. You know, seeing that the Yankees had to sign Aaron Judge, they kind of did the necessities. How would you guys feel if the Yankees did end up falling prey to San Francisco with Judge going to San Francisco and now the Mets going on this tear? How do you think the Yankees would have reciprocated, or what do you think their game plan would have been after this whole hoopla of signings left and right by the crosstown rivals? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
You know, Pete, that's interesting. Thanks for the phone call. Because, Gordon, while Met fans are celebrating Carlos Correa, I don't think Carlos Correa was even ever on the Yankee radar.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that he would. Now, look, if Judge did go to San Francisco, I can't imagine what Plan B would have looked like. And if you were just being rational and analytical, then, yeah, that would be the pivot part. Because to me, and I think to most people, Carlos Correa was the second most valuable free agent this offseason. But given his history, given the whole Astros thing, given the fact the Yankees apparently love Anthony Volpe and their shortstops and all that type of thing, it did not really. I never got the sense that Carlos Correa was on the Yankee radar.
No, I didn't either. Although I felt some Yankee fans wouldn't mind having him, that they had kind
they
of
gotten over it. Yep.
Buried the hatchet about what was going on with the Astros and that cheating scandal. But still, you know, I just felt like the Yankees didn't want to do it. And listen, Gordon, because clearly with Lindor at shortstop, he's going to play third base. I mean, he could have helped you at third.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people could help them at third base, Larry, as opposed to Josh Donaldson gallivanting into second base after what he thought was a home run.
Max is in Jersey. Max, you're next on the K-Show.
Hey, thanks. First time, long time. You know, as a lifelong Mets fan, obviously I'm very giddy with excitement. But I'd be remiss to say if I couldn't acknowledge why other fan bases wouldn't be a little miffed about how Steve is, you know, buying all these players and paying oodles and oodles and oodles of money. But I do think this might pave the way for a real salary cap in the game. Whether we want to admit it or not, there are certain franchises, Oakland, Tampa, we all know them, that will never, ever, ever, ever spend remotely close to this kind of money. And instead of trying to pay some players because all these owners have plenty of money. I think they're going to try to take the easy way out. And instead of 90% tax or whatever it is on Collins, there's going to be a real salary cap. And if I'm being 100% honest, even as a Mets fan, it's not a terrible idea. So I just want to know your thoughts about that.
Max, thanks for the phone call. Gordon, it has always been my position that the Major League Baseball Players Association, as one of the strongest unions ever in this country, would frown and fight tooth and nail against the salary cap. They wouldn't do it because it's going to limit, especially now. Their players are making more money now, Gordon, than they ever have. Age, and no age limit, okay? As you can ask Verlander and Scherzer, at no age limit. So I understand what you're saying, Max, but I just don't think Major League Baseball would have a big time fight on their hands if they tried to bring in the salary cap.
Yeah, I mean, now that the players have gotten a real taste of the money going up, you think now that they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. You got a good point. We do need a salary cap. And I would just say, in terms of parity in a sport, the NFL has a salary cap. Since 2000, there have been as many different winners of Super Bowls as there have been different winners of World Series. There's been 15 different World Series winners since 2000. There's been 15 different Super Bowl winners since 2000. So in terms of parity, it's pretty mixed. And the teams that he brought up, the Rays and the A's, I get it. You know, they're never going to be able to spend what the Yankees or Mets do. They've had some success. I mean, I know the A's haven't won a World Series. I know the Rays haven't won a World Series, but they do things their way, and their way does work. Now, it cannot work consistently year after year after year, but it does work. I mean, the 2019, the A's won 97 games. The year before that, they won 97 games. They've been to the playoffs a bunch. It's not like they've gone 20 years without going to the playoffs. So you can certainly compete. There's different ways to compete. And just because you spend a ton of money does not mean you're going to win anything.
It's no guarantees. No guarantees.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-919-3776. We've been taking your calls, talking about the Carlos Correa move and also the situation with Aaron Judge being joined and named Yankee captain. Gordon, you asked me at the beginning of the show what I thought about, we get to the calls in a second, what I thought about when I heard about the Correa signing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I thought about was what Jeff Passan spoke on Bart and Hahn about, you know, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 here on 98.7. What's the reason the Giants deal fell through? Here's what Jeff said.
The way that the Giants described it in a release was a medical concern, and there's no specificity there, but we know Correa's had some issues. He had a broken ankle back in 2014. He had some back issues in 2019. Medical records were sent out to teams before the offseason began, and the Giants presumably had plenty of time to go over those before Correa went through the physical examination. So that's still unclear at this point, but it was clearly enough for the Giants to sit there and think twice, because listen, 13 years, $350 million, that's not a thing that you look at and say, well, we're just going to give this willy-nilly. You want to be 100% sure. I will say this, though. Steve Cohen went on the record talking about getting Carlos Correa to the New York Post almost instantaneously after the deal was agreed upon, before the physical examination was done. So suffice to say, whatever the Giants suggest that they saw, it doesn't seem like the Mets concur with that medical opinion.
Now, Cohen had already said, just to echo what Passan reported, Gordon, that, you know, he was going to make the move anywhere. But here's the interesting thing. Giants had a 13-year, $350 million contract. He signed with the Mets for a 12-year, $315 million contract.
Right.
So it wasn't that bad a deal.
Yeah,
I guess,
well,
it wasn't a deal breaker, clearly.
Right, yeah. But I don't know if it's a deal. Was it a deal breaker for the Giants? That's my question. Was it that, you know, whatever they saw, they said, wait a sec, we can't, this is something we can't go down the road of? Or was it, as Jeff was saying there, something they just wanted to think twice about? If it's something they wanted to think twice about, and Steve Cohen came busting through the door at the last minute and swooped them away, that's far better than if it's something significant enough that a major league team would say, wait a sec, we, you know, because they know they're going to have egg on their face after this thing falls apart in an offseason, which is, has been as disastrous. I mean, think about disastrous offseasons.
Yeah.
The Giants thought they were getting Judge, lost him, thought for sure they were getting Correa. He gets stolen away. And, oh, yeah, they also lost Carlos Rodon to the Yankees, too. I mean, that's a pretty rough offseason. So I would just say, you know, like Jeff saying that the Mets didn't have any of those concerns. But do the Mets know what the Giants know?
Yeah, that's the that's the interesting thing. And that was in the back of my mind, too, Gordon. And so Buster Olney was in DiPietro and Rothenberg this morning. And he asked, the guys asked him, what could have been an issue with the Giants and Correa?
I can't tell you what exactly blew it up. I can tell you that the beginning of the process, and this was, you know, dating back to last year when Correa was first a free agent leaving the Astros, there was a lot of concern among other teams about his back issue. Now, what's been reported in the New York Post is that wasn't the issue with the Giants. I don't know if I necessarily take that at face value, because that was the big issue that everyone wondered about. That, you know, there was a knowledge within the sport. Carlos constantly had treatment on his lower back, which that's something unusual for a player that young as Carlos is.
Well, backs are always a concern, Gordon. I just tell you, they're always a concern. So if you're the Mets, you're rolling the dice. You've had your own medical people look at it, I would assume, and you're comfortable with giving him the 12-year deal.
Yeah, and I think the Twins also were in on him for 9 or 10 years, and you would think that, you know, the fact that he played there last year, they would have a pretty good read even without a physical. So, look, is it possible that at some point his back concerns become a major problem, you know, midway through the – maybe. But for right now, going for it like they are this year, and that's what they're doing. They're going for it right now. It is World Series or bust. It's a home run kind of deal.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. You know, because as you said, they want to win a World Series right now.
Right.
The front of the rotation tells you they want to win.
Time's ticking, right?
This year or next year. And then they'll worry about the back end of the rotation, then they'll figure other stuff out. But they want to strike while the iron is hot. And right now, for them, they've got a great spot. And the other person that's really very happy right now, Gordon, sitting in the corner, Pete Alonso. Oh, I can't wait when my time comes up. I can't wait.
Well, we thought that with DeGrom when Scherzer came here and got what he got, and DeGrom was saying that he was going to opt out. We all thought, oh, I mean, what's DeGrom going to get from Steve Cohen, hometown Met, maybe greatest Met pitcher of all time? And that did not exactly work out that way. So, you know, there was something as well, you know, when George Steinbrenner, everybody's making the comparison of Steve Cohen to George Steinbrenner. George was always great at signing other people's players. Sometimes his own people he didn't treat the best. But, Yeah, we shall see. You would think it's. I thought you were going to say Scott Boris because he's doing.
He's very happy too.
I mean, out of all the people who have great off seasons, he's had I think he always has a great off season. Every off season for Scott Boris is a good off season.
He's had a great off season, and Brandon Nimmo is a very happy man too.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, for all the Met fans that are excited that the Mets went from the Wilpons to Steve Cohen, I think Scott Boris is even more happy. That change took place.
He's a big Met fan right now, Gordon.
Oh, he loves the Mets.
He does. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Clark in Long Island City. Clark, you're next on the K-Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? So as a Met fan, I'm kind of ecstatic because Correa strikes me as a real smart dude. When he was a guest for one of the MLB broadcasts during the playoffs, I mean, there were like seven guys at that round table, and they all just stopped and were listening to every word that was coming out of his mouth. And he gave some really profound insight into the game that was going on that day. So, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll rub off on his teammates in the dugout. But I want to remind everyone, Cohen's no dummy. I mean, the Mets have the most expensive beer in all of Major League Baseball. The second leading team, sadly, is the Baltimore Orioles. I don't know what they do with that beer money, but they definitely don't reinvest. But as a Met fan, I can't wait. But for some, call me greedy, I still feel like we need a big bopper. We need a bat. But, hey.
Where?
I'll take what I got.
Where would you play
him,
Clark?
Where are you putting him?
DH.
Oh, okay, DH.
World.
All right. I hear you, Clark. Thanks for the phone call. Listen, I'm satisfied right now, Gordon. I hear what he's saying. I'm satisfied. I'm good.
Yeah, well, look, it does get, it's like an addiction, right? You get this big move, you get that big move, you think, and there's clearly no budget, right? It's not like, oh, you know, we rearranged some, we crunched the numbers and we found $314 million over the next 12. There's no budget, so... Mm-mm. Now, I don't know that there's that many impact free agents anymore. I don't know right. that there's anybody really left. Steve Cohen has gotten a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it does definitely become intoxicating that you just want more and more and more. And why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Spike is in St. Pete. What's up, Spike?
Well, first of all, Larry, my best friend in the world, and you are a diehard Net fan, so I'm here for Gordon now, okay?
Sure.
We're going to put you on the side, warming okay. up down in the bullpen. You got plenty today. As far as I'm concerned about how I feel about you, I couldn't be happier for you. Now, Gordon, we have to reflect back on what happened there. When I'm watching the conference today, and you know how it's going to roll out. We love them, every executive and you know them all by after all these years. Judge just seems like as good as Jeter did, really. You're not a different type of player. But the Yankees have to make another move, and they will, because this almost seems like a match of the gladiators here. And Hal's no George, and George made a lot of mistakes. The thing I'll leave you with, and I wish you both the best whenever you're on, I'm going to catch you, if God willing. Here's the way I think about it. The Mets may have the best infield. The way it's lined up, Sands the catcher, just as good as you could imagine. What happened with the injury showing up? Steve Cohen's not stupid. He's not stupid. He got him for a little less money. You got a terrific infield. You need another pitcher. He'll get that too. Is he going to leave anything over? No way. You got a battle amongst the owners. All the New York teams are pointing up, as I told you last Sunday, Larry. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't. We're happy. Gordon, tell me you'll be okay with this.
Well, okay with what? That the Mets are making all the moves and the Yankees are not?
The Yankees seem to be, in a little bit in the background right now.
Well, look, I'm not happy. I'm more worried. I don't really compare it between Yankees and Mets. I just worry about my own team. You know, unlike Met fans, I don't focus on the other team that much. I just really focus on my own team. And really what this has shown me today, and I knew it already, but Larry, you're the exception to this rule, so I'm not including you here.
Mm-hmm.
It is that Met fans have always wanted to be Yankee fans. That's what they could complain all they want for all those, you're just buying your World Series, you're just paying these mercenaries. The Met fan has exposed themselves today that they've always wanted to be Yankee fans. They say it on opening day when the Mets get a win, there's chants in the parking lot of Yankees suck on the SNY broadcast. that today the Mets, we're the new evil empire. Steve Cohen is the new George Steinbrenner. They have exposed themselves today that Met fans, they are finally happy because now they are like Yankee fans.
It's the little brother finally beating the big brother in basketball.
Oh, and beating them to a pulp, right? I mean, yeah, you've dominated. Gone, in terms of spending, mm-hmm. you've gone way past them.
Mm-hmm. It's a different feeling. Gordon, it's a weird feeling. It just is. It's a weird feeling because as a Met fan, you never had it this way. You never felt it this way. It was always, like I said earlier, it was always, I really wish we could get him, but we can't. So,
no. You know, that's I the mean, way it is. Was not that long ago. Sandy Alderson wasn't able to add a relief pitcher without taking money off the budget.
That's right.
I mean, it was like 4 years ago.
I know. Which meant you couldn't make a mistake. And absolutely. When you made a mistake, it killed you. It yep. set you back for years. Artie's in the Bronx. What's up, Artie?
What's up, guys? I just want to say, man, the hypocrisy of the Met fans. 40 years hating on the Yankees for spending money.
Yep.
We will never be the little brother. Never. The Mets are regional. The Yankees are a global, iconic sport figure forever. And I mean, I'm happy Judge is named the captain. He earned that. But now listen to the Mets bloviating about nothing. Your paper tigers, you have not won. My eyes have ocular proof of 7 titles in my 54 years alive. I'll let you go with that. Now, by the way, I am happy for you, Larry. Good to hear you on the radio.
All right, Artie. Thanks for the phone call. Listen, Gordon, I get it. And there are some Met fans who I cringe at, too. I get it. But for right now, like I said, it's envy. It was... they do it again. They always do it. There's that frustration that you can't win. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's that frustration that you keep battling. And then not only do you lose to your older brother, he talks a little smack. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You'll never beat me. Yeah. So finally, now you are at least. And once again, Gordon, Mets haven't won anything yet. But once again, no. At least it's like, okay, I've grown. I'm a little taller than you now. So now where you used to back me down in the post and shoot over me, no. You can't back me down in the post. I can back you down in the post and I can even block your shot. So at least now it's more of a competitive thing. And I think that's where some of the Met fans are. To other Met fans, we're like, oh, it's over. We've won. But for me, just me, because of the scars, let me enjoy the ticker tape parade first. Then maybe I'll say something. But I've had too many scars in my life, Gordon, to just know that the game is won right now. On paper, are they the best team in the East? Yes. On paper, could they be the best team in the National League? Yes. On paper, I got to see it play out on the field first.
Well, look, the money is what it is now. The Mets can compete with anybody and have blown past even the Yankees, who are the second spenders. But now the expectations change. Now it is. You have the same mantra as the Yankees when you're spending that much and so much more.
Yes.
I mean, significant. Wait, you've gone way past where the Yankees are at. And you've spent $800 million in contracts this offseason. And there's nothing to say. Like, if I asked you right now, next year, Shohei Ohtani's a free agent, who do you think's going to sign him? You'd have to say the Mets, right? Exactly. So this is now the new blueprint for the Mets as an organization. So now the expectation is, yes, if you don't win the World Series and you spend all this money, it will be a failure.
It's not even a question. It's a disappointing lost season. It is, no doubt about it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Gordon, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Tennessee. Michael's right. Down there. Michael, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big-time Yankee fan. So my condolences just want to go out to all those San Francisco Giants fans out there. I mean, first you live for 7 minutes thinking you get Aaron Judge, then it gets ripped away from you. Then you have to deal with Rodon going to New York. Can't be much worse than that. And then just when you think you could get a little bit of happiness getting Carlos Correa, next thing you know, that rug's pulled from your feet on that one as well. What do you guys think about that?
Business is tough, Michael. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah,
business is tough.
The Giants are worse at wrapping up deals than the Mets were at wrapping up the National League East last year. I mean, it was rough. It's a rough off season for the Giants.
Nice shot there, Gordon. Underrated, but nice shot. Go back to the polls. Let's look at Lewis in Jersey. Lewis, you're next on 98.7. Luis. Bye, Luis. Let's talk to Tommy in Connecticut. Tommy, you're next on the Michael Kay Show.
Hey, Larry, Gordon.
Tommy.
You guys are the best fill-in for this afternoon drive, by all means.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy.
I listen to you guys 7 to 9 or 10 to 12, wherever the hell you guys are.
Sometimes we ask ourselves the same thing, Tommy.
So, listen, I think the Yankees dodged a bullet here because I think the Mets overpaid for sure. And Carlos absolutely made himself a lot of money by taking. So his deal was what? 3 years with three opt-outs with Minnesota?
I know he had an opt-out for the
first
year.
Several opt-outs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he because there were so many shortstops on the market last year. It was Seager and Story. So he made himself a ton of money.
He did, Tommy. Yeah. He did. I mean, thanks for the phone call. He bet on himself.
Yeah, I mean, this was a good off season. You know, anytime it seems like the first year after a new CBA, this is when guys spend. And having Steve Cohen, it's always a new CBA for him, apparently. So he's definitely going to spend. So, look, did the Mets end up spending more than they had to? Maybe, but you have to get the player.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. You have to get the guy. And they definitely needed a bat. This guy is definitely, I mean, he is everything. He's a great fielder. He's good in the clutch. He's good in the postseason. He's good all the time. So this is a whale of a move by the Mets, and congrats to them by going out and spending the money. That's what you're supposed to do.
And the other thing the Mets have done, Gordon, is they've added players, but they've also added some players who know how to win championships. You got Verlander, who knows, Scherzer knows, Correa knows. So, you know, you've got some guys here who can tell you, hey, this is what it's like to win. Now, hopefully they can turn the page and talk about the former Astros can talk about the years they won it the right way as opposed to what they did before. But nevertheless, you've got guys who know how to win. And when you have a team with some young players and some veterans, many of whom who have not tasted a World Series championship, that's important. It all goes towards, learning to making sure you learn how to win and learn what it takes to win a championship.
And if the Mets win a World Series this year, right, and then in year six, Carlos Correa's back, saps him of power. He's not the same player anymore, and you have to carry him on your payroll for however many years he's got left. I don't know the Met fan. I'm sure they'll complain and whine about it at the time, but the goal is to win a World Series. Think about all the money you've spent since the last time you won a World Series.
Yeah, and nothing to show for it.
Nothing.
Nothing to show for it. So, you know, you roll the dice here. You'll gamble on the last years of the back end of this contract is probably not going to be good. You know that. You understand that going in. But if you can get a couple of championships at the front end of the contract with all the uniform sales and all the other stuff that goes along with it and attendance and ratings on SNY and all the other things that happen, you win. You win early.
And let's be honest. Remember, down the stretch of last year, while the Mets were in a pennant race, the attendance, not that they're doing this to boost the attendance, like they have to make the money back. They have the money. But it wasn't like the attendance at Citi Field was over. They weren't packed to the gills. There were a lot of times you'd turn on SNY, you'd be like, where is everybody?
Yeah.
So anything that you can get a little bit more of the attention, steal a little bit more of the pie away from the Yankees, by all means.
That's what you got to do. Nate's in Jersey. Nate, you're next on the Michael Kay Show.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing this afternoon?
Hey, Nate.
What's up, Nate?
So it's a great day, I guess, to be a Yankee. You know, you officially locked up Judge to be the captain. It's terrific. In the midst of all that, now you got this whole Correa garbage going on, and that kind of put a thorn in my you-know-what. The Yankees got to get busy. They need a left fielder. I think they need a third baseman. They need help in the bullpen. I don't know if you go get Hendricks from the White Sox. But the big move, everyone's saying, oh, they got to make a big move. Where is that big move? Are they going to go get Arenado from St. Louis? I don't know. You know, like, what do you guys think that they need to do? What do you think the big move will be that's next? And, like, where do you think they need to be by the time this offseason is done?
All right, Nate, thanks for the phone call. Gordon, that's an interesting question because I think right now for them, when you're looking at the free agents, I don't see many that's going to have that immediate success and impact on the lineup that they need. They're going to have to play Let's Make a Deal. And will they have to include some of the young players whom they did not want to include at the trade deadline last year?
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking me right now, as I sit here, December 21st, it feels very clear that the shortstop position is going to be decided in spring training between Peraza or Cabrera. It would be a shock to me if Josh Donaldson is not the starting third baseman, at least to begin the year. We'll see where LeMahieu is at some point during the course of the year. If you're looking for an area of improvement, it would certainly seem like left field is the spot. And it does feel like it's going to come via trade because there's not that many, you know, impact free agents that I would say, you know, really float your boat. You know, does Michael Conforto do anything for you?
No.
It doesn't for me. There's a couple other guys out there that, you know, they're names. I don't know that they're big moves, but I would think that left field, they have to, you can't tell me that you're going, you know, after the offseason they had or the postseason they had with the offense being the problem again. You can't tell me you're bringing back Donaldson at third. You're going with an unproven rookie at shortstop. The catching position is primarily a defensive position, and you're going to put Aaron Hicks in left field. That's four spots. I mean, you can't have all four, though. So I'm happy that they brought back Judge. I'm glad that they brought back Rizzo. I think Rizzo will be better now that the shift has been banned. I think there's reasons for, you know, overall excitement that the team will be better. But I like the Rodon signing, but you have to improve the offense. The offense is the problem.
Would Brantley be a short-term improvement for you in left field?
Didn't Brantley sign somewhere?
I'm not sure.
I'm not
oh,
sure.
Oh, he signed back with the Astros. I thought he was still out there. I missed that.
Yeah.
Because he's always been rumored to come to the Yankees.
Big left field with the Yankee. You know, left field is a big, it's a tougher position to play than right field, right? I mean, right field is pretty short. Left field is pretty expansive. So, you know, you hear names out there. They don't exactly float my boat, but what does give me some excitement is generally Brian Cashman does his best work in the shadows, right? Like you don't hear anything about it, and then boom, you know, like the Anthony Rizzo deal. We didn't hear Anthony Rizzo's name associated with the Yankees. Then boom, they went out and got Anthony Rizzo. They also went out and got Joey Gallo. So
he's in Minnesota now.
You win some, you lose some, right?
You can't be perfect.
Right. And don't worry, Yankee fans. Yes, Carlos Correa, the Mets got him, but don't worry. In 2 years, Anthony Volpe's coming. Don't worry. We only got two more years to wait. It's like the next Avatar.
Mike's in Jersey. Mike, you're next on the Michael K. Show.
Hey, guys. Really love the show. You're doing a great job. I want to comment on Larry on yours about the Mets, you know, getting a little bigger and kind of being able to stand up to the younger brother. But real quick, the one guy that called the Yankees fan saying, I think the Mets, you know, paid too much. Who cares? It's not our money.
Exactly.
And then, I mean, really, who cares? And then the other thing is at the end of the contracts and these guys maybe aren't performing, would it really shock you or would you not anticipate Steve Cohen just paying them off to leave and then getting you guys? But my point, Larry, when you're like, we're getting a little bigger, Larry, we are on steroids and we are loading up on human growth hormone and we are absolutely bullying our younger brother now. We aren't just blocking him. We are bullying him out of
look,
the game.
In terms of the offseason moves,
game,
Mike, yes. But I mean, you know, like the whole point is to actually win. And,
Thanks, Mike.
Last year, the Mets made a whole bunch of big moves. I heard about, you know, oh, they got Scherzer. They got DeGrom. Who's ever going to beat them in a short series? And the answer was the San Diego Padres. I mean, you know.
And Atlanta.
Right, Atlanta at the end of the year. And as bad and disappointing as the Yankees' end of the season was, they got a lot further along than the Mets did. So
absolutely.
Know, it's all about winning. You have to go out and win. So they haven't done anything really to the Yankees outside of outspend them.
No. And when I was talking about that, I'm talking about in conversation.
Right.
Because once again, as I said, it's about winning. You have to do it on the field. There's a ton. I could give you oodles and oodles of examples of teams that were better on paper that didn't match it on the field.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't win.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.